of your government knowledge and all of the knowledge is tied up in the secret symbol we call religious symbolism. So once you get that, brother, you're then qualified to become an independent leader for your people. At that point in Moses' history, he became the leader for his people. He went back and he challenged the whole of Egypt. Walked right up into the face of Pharaoh himself. And then Pharaoh tried to ignore him. Then Pharaoh tried to pass him off as a nut. Haven't I been treated like I got... Oh, don't pay no attention to him. He's blown off at the mouth. They have tried to give the hush-up treatment to me, to make the world think that I don't have nothing. But they're troubled like hell. When I came into leadership, I told you, I said, don't you notice how powerful the world is? When I came into leadership, the world got fired. This is a fact of history. Any expert can go back and study activities in America and in the world before my leadership, and you can see how it got violent. Politicians began to get silent. Educators got silent. Everything got silent. Why? They had to go back to that drawing board. Hey, what is this? What has happened? What has happened under our noses? How did Elijah do this? Do you think he really had the knowledge and hid it, kept the secret, and passed it on to Wallace? Yeah, we don't know whether. Could Wallace be inspired? Could he be psychic? Is he listening in on our secret meetings? They had to go back to the drawing board, go back to the council table. And after they went back and discussed it and worked on it, and they finally gave up, they say, look, Wallace seemed to be good for the move of the world. So I don't think we have too much to worry about. Keep studying, but let's go back to our work. So they gradually came back to their roles and survived. And gradually the roles began to liven up again. And you'll find that government roles begin to liven up after some time, some lapse. Education began to liven up a little bit after some lapse. Everything started to liven up. But it began to liven up with mind, pressing forward, and preaching new terms and new concepts. But his leadership was only seen by a few wise men. And the wise keep it a secret because they don't want the many to know, because the many will give their support to that leadership. And they don't want that to happen. So they come and pay respect in the night. In other words, in secret. And I've had them come to me, and they've recognized me, and they pay their respect to me in secret. But they won't stand out on television. They won't get on CBS, ABC. They won't get out there and say it. Because they fear that the support will be given to me, and the leadership will be out of their hands. Pharaoh said, I'm going to kill off all the firstborn males. What does that mean? All of those that he converts, the first ones he converts, we're going to be there waiting. As fast as he converts someone to that new teaching of his, we're going to kill their mind, we're going to kill their mentality. probably infiltrated the ministry that was given to me from the Nation of Islam leadership. Look how those ministers became agents, secret agents for government, for government operations and for other institutions that wanted to keep me down. Look how they got in and reached most of the leaders in this so-called Nation of Islam and bought their loyalties. Bought the loyalties of those leaders and fooled those leaders. Made those leaders think that they were my big daddy. They were going to be my big brother. Look, we are his big brother. We are his big brother. We're going to... He needs help. He needs our help. But just let us know. We don't want him to hurt himself. If he starts saying something that's radical, let us know, because he's got something good going for himself. We don't want him to hurt himself. So in that kind of some way, deceitful way, they got to even my best friend. I'm not going to name them. They got to my best friend in the leadership of the Nation of Islam and had them working against me and thought they were helping me. Yes, they actually, some of them actually thought they were helping me and was working against me. And the real corrupt ones among us, all they did was just offer them better material opportunities. And they obliged them. Oh, yes. But almost by myself, I have come through 5 years of a lot of troublemaking. And Allah has blessed me with people who are not saying to say, I follow Imam W.D. Muhammad. They have been unsuccessful. And now I see imams coming up that I think can stand up to Pharaoh and all of his musicians. Oh, yeah. Ain't gonna be long. Oh, yes. And whether you know it or not, I got more sisters that can stand up to Pharaoh than I got brothers. If the situation calls for it, they will come up front and they will follow Pharaoh and his musicians. So Allah has, as they have done that thing in secret, under the cover of darkness, Allah has produced this in secret and under the cover of darkness. What I mean by that, they were not observing. They've been watching me and the people close to me. They weren't thinking that people far from me can get what I'm saying and become greater help to me than those close to me. Oh, yes. Only a few survive. But the few that survive, they are mighty. Mighty. Cannot be destroyed. Not by the evils of this world, only by Allah. So along came new leadership with that wisdom that was given to Moses in his stick or his rod. New leadership in the field of education. I've said it and I say it again to you, especially to the heads of schools in the Royal Community of Islam in the West. I may not know your terminology, but I am your leader, and one day you'll realize it. You don't have the education to give this community the academic leadership it needs. You don't have it. And as soon as you realize that, the better we are going to make it as a community. You don't know the basis of your knowledge. You don't know the relationship. relationship of your knowledge to human problems and to world situations and world conditions. You don't see the whole picture. You only see an isolated part of the picture. So you can't be leaders in this community. Let me make a couple other observations and close out soon, I hope. With that superior knowledge, Moses was able to hurt the waters. He was able to even deny Pharaoh his firstborn male. Not that he did it with his own power, but by God's favor on him. And remember, according to the tradition, he raised his staff, didn't he? He raised his staff. And he lowered his staff. Raising his staff, he produced certain kinds of miracles. Lowering his staff, he produced other kinds of miracles. He raised his staff, he lowered his staff. Waters were turned against the Egyptians. They couldn't drink their own water. Don't you know, if I wanted to, I could make the preachers, the church, shut up. If I wanted to, I could fix it so they couldn't preach their religion. Because Allah has blessed me with secrets. That if I would give those secrets to the common masses, they wouldn't be able to preach their religion. They wouldn't be able to drink their own water. This would fall on their own water. Observation that I want to make now is that Moses became a religious leader. He became a religious leader. Free, independent. Not catering to any other leader. Not submissive to any other leader. Independent. By himself. As a religious leader. That's real dignity, brothers and sisters. That's real dignity. And that's what you have. How long is it going to take you educated, so-called educated Bilalium? So-called educated Muslim. How long is it going to take you to see that you have dignity in me? As a religious leader. That puts you in a position of dignity and respect. With the leadership of Catholicism, Protestantism, and even Islam. A sister called in on a radio program who said she was Sunni. And he was treating us like we weren't Sunni. She was Sunni. And she was criticizing our community for holding back wisdom. That he weren't teaching our people anything. If I just walk into a messenger and speak to somebody, put down my coat and pick it up, put on my shoes and take them off, walk back out and say, As-salamu alaykum. I taught you more than most of the imams teach over a whole year. What you will learn by the way I live will be more knowledge than all those imams teach in a period of a year. Been teaching in America for as long as the Nation of Islam was existing. produced? Huh? What have they produced? Where is the Ahmadiyya? Where is the Bilal in Ahmadiyya to do what we are doing? Where is the Bilalian African, Afro-American, to do what we are doing? Or Morris American, to do what we are doing? Garveyite, to do what we are doing? Where is the leadership to do what we are doing? You can't find it. Now, if Hadith and leadership abroad would do the job, I say, how come it hasn't been done outside of this? It hasn't been done outside of this community. It's being done inside this community. And this community is being hailed from Saudi Arabia, from Mecca, from Riyadh, from Jeddah, from Egypt, from Cairo, from Pakistan, from Turkey, from Istanbul, from all over. So Moses became a great leader. He was given power over water, and the wind served Moses. Oh, yes, according to history, according to scripture. He was given the power to bring down the major plagues on the people. He was even given the power to bring death to Egypt's leadership, killing off Pharaoh's first son, his son, his young son, Nun, cutting off his leadership. Don't think of people. Think of what those people represent as symbols. They represent something. And Moses didn't know it himself, because according to the Bible, because actually he didn't desire to see Egypt destroyed, but because of Egypt's hard-heartedness, arrogance, and trickery, hypocrisy, God decided to just finish Egypt off. So when Moses recognized that, he was really surprised himself. Moses said, my goodness, God is going to kill his son. And Moses kind of thought that thing over. Said, well, that fool was going to kill my son. Yeah. And he wanted to kill off all the firstborn of my people. He wanted to kill off my leadership. Say, well, when they learned that, then they came to Moses, didn't they? They began to plead with Moses. Anything but this. Can't you talk to your God? Telling me, let you go. You can have your independence. You want your independence? You want to take your people? You want to lead your own community without us running us out? Go. Go. Be gone. Go. Leave the night. Leave right away. But please, tell your God, don't let this thing happen. Moses, you know you can kill him. You can save his life. Sickness had failed upon him. Is that right? Fell upon Pharaoh's son. Sickness. Taking his strength out of him. He just began to get weaker and weaker. How come? Because the knowledge that Pharaoh fed him wasn't nourishing him anymore. It had no nutrients. A greater knowledge had come, and what that Egyptian leadership was feeding their people wouldn't give them the strength needed for the new survival. So his leadership getting weaker and weaker. Because Moses' knowledge was too strong. And they didn't have the knowledge to keep their ass up with Moses. Oh, don't do this. Anything but this. my only son. Moses, I can't do anything about it. It's been decided. Nothing I can do about it. Pharaoh's wife, I believe it was, my daughter, who loved Moses. She even tried to reach him. He couldn't. Well, nothing I can do. But this is my son, Moses. No, you don't like Pharaoh, but this is my son. You know, this is a girl that loves you. This is a girl that wanted to be your husband. You just, well, your wife. You wouldn't accept me, Moses, but I wanted to be your wife. Great knowledge, great knowledge. What does this mean? The religious leadership, if they were left free, if the government didn't hold them, if they were left free to do what they wanted to do, they would want to come right now and be our leader. Imam Walafi Muhammad, will you be our leader? That's what they were saying, be husband. You know, the Bible says, Christ is the head of the man, and the man is the head of the woman. Meaning the prophet is the head, just leadership, and the religious leadership is the head, the male leadership is the head of the church. That's what it means, you see? Now, not that I go along with all that, but I just want you to understand what this Pharaoh situation is, because they borrowed it from Egypt. See? So, if the religious leadership community were left alone to make that decision without government, the ruler, Pharaoh represents dictatorship, the ruler. Most of the religious leadership would follow me. Yes, the church would just automatically just come follow me. But they can't do that because their leaders won't allow them to. Look how that reverend, who represents thousands of Christians, look how he spoke for what I represent. Openly, at the testimonial dinner, he shocked everybody. He supported my leadership. And he told the people that the Imam is right. We can't have no more Jesus as a son of God. Say, God is one God. He said, God is Allah. Look how that preacher stood up strongly and boldly and spoke out at the testimonial dinner. But he goes back now and he speaks to people over him. His superiors. He got superiors over him. And when he get it from the superiors, they're going to check him. Then he's going to either have to make this decision to break with them and come follow me as the imam and forget about the big church following, or he's going to be manipulated by them. He's just going to be checked and manipulated by them. That's the test for him. But if the dictatorship over the church would not hold the preachers, majority of the preachers would right now tell but me to leave them. Look at Reverend Abernathy, how he stood out at the patriotism day parade, out there in the open where hundreds of thousands of people were, and thousands were in the reach of his voice, and how he said, Imam W.D. Muhammad is my leader. But what's holding it back? When they go and talk to their superiors, they find a threat. And the power of Pharaoh is just too great. His son ain't sick enough yet. His son ain't helpless enough yet. But just wait, in time, and it won't be long. In fact, it may come all of a sudden. Oh, I don't need water. I make water and fire. No, he brought me water for my voice. But don't worry about that. I never take water for my voice. If Allah wants, he will make the voice. You hear me? You understand what I'm saying? And if he wants, he will make it clear. It will get clear. I don't need the water. The water's good now. He didn't bring me bad water. He brought me good water. But I don't need it. Did the media carry that information? Did the media say that Reverend Abernathy pointed to Imam and said, he's my leader? Don't you think that was newsworthy? How come you think they didn't carry it? The orders came from on top. Do not put that on the media. Do not carry it in the media. Did they give that report on that preacher, an outstanding preacher? Did they report? They were there, news media were there. Did they report that that man said, the Imam is right? He told them, I represent thousands of Christians. I'm ahead. I represent thousands of Christians. And he told them that the Imam is right. And we Christians, we're going to have to change. Did the media carry it? No. Why? They're fed. They're fed. But that's their test. Everybody has to be tested. The people are tested to see if they will follow what is right over the opposition or against the opposition of their leaders. Then the leaders are going to be tested to see if they will do what is right as leaders. And when Allah decides to bring judgment on this country, brother, it's going to be finished. But he's going to test them all. So the justice will be clear. But Imam, I can follow if you're just an ordinary man. But you're saying you have supernatural powers. No, I don't. I don't have any powers at all. But Allah has done something great for us. And I am the center of that work. And Allah is going to protect this center for as long as he wants to. And this work is going to be victorious. And you should come out of your smallness and stop letting the explorers of all of us use you to keep this work down. Break the grip that this lying, hypocritical, exploitive world have on you. Break that grip. And if you do it in honesty, with a sincere heart, you'll find a power working on in your behalf like you have never known before. Oh, yeah. You'll be successful. You know, many of us just don't have the faith to recognize the great workings of the Almighty. You have to have faith in order to see his great miracles to work. Many people are turned back, disheartened, to the point that they lose faith by something that really builds faith in the next person. Look at the life of Prophet Muhammad. How for 10 or 11 years, he seemed to have made no progress. And how suddenly, a whole community opened up its doors and its arms to Prophet Muhammad and invited him to come in as their leader. He became the head. He had no political experiences. He had no commercial experiences except working for his wife, Khadijah, he suddenly became the head of Medina and the people of Medina. And a government, a community, and a government was set up with Prophet Muhammad as his head. And look how he triumphed to go into Mecca, victorious, as a leader for Arabia. And how he lived to pronounce the completion of his mission, gave his major farewell address, and then died a natural death when Allah decided to take him away. Peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon him. Great character. Great man. Universal model of what man should be. Lived his life out without a lot of showy things happening around him. A simple life, not with riches. Lived a life like that of the poorest man in the community. His lifestyle was on the level of the average poor person in his community. Oh, yes. But look how victorious that man was. How a whole continent came under his leadership in about 20 years. Actually, less than that. Because 10 of the half of those years were really years of very little activity. The real work didn't begin until the Hijra. That's right. So actually, a little bit in a decade, he became the chief, the leader of a whole peninsula. And the life of that whole then known world. That's historical proof that Allah can take an uneducated man, a man outside of the leadership of society, and can give that man his support and he become the leader for the whole world. Now that has been already demonstrated. If I stand up now in this world and tell you that God did that for Prophet Muhammad, and he can do it for us. And we have a history of rejection and denial, of being cut off completely from the workings of life and knowledge. Shouldn't you believe it? Yes, you should believe it. Because I'm not just speaking magic. I'm not doing tricks. What I say have already been proven in history. There's a man before me who not only became a leader for y'all, for you, or for America, but for the whole world. And have brought the greatest of politicians and scientists and etc. to acknowledge that his wisdom was greater than theirs. And we have what was revealed to him at our disposal. What should you doubt? Nothing. You shouldn't have any doubts. Unless you're in the company of the devil. Then naturally you don't like what's going on and you don't want to support it because your heart is with the devil. Look at the test that came upon the Muslim community. A great leader, the universal prophet, four times. Gained victory and died a natural death, seeing his country, his mission, prosperous, successful, established, and Mecca in peace, Arabia in peace. Then after him came Abu Bakr. May Allah be pleased with him. And then began a chain of leadership that was quickly going away. Abu Bakr didn't last very long. Although his leadership was great. In the short period of time that he reigned, his leadership was great. And behind him, Omar and Uthman and Ali, each not reigning very long. But their leadership was great. Most of them were already in the age Father Muhammad himself. They weren't young men. But they did not get the kind of support and cooperation that Father Muhammad got. It shows you that he himself was a leader of a people like those of Moses. That as soon as the leader is absent, they start bickering with each other, disputing and questioning and doubting, and making trouble and envying and suspicious, being suspicious of leadership, and start undermining and worse, making trouble for the leadership. Look how those police had to suffer. Devilish men, trickery in the people that they were over. Oh, yes. And lived short lives. And actually, when you think about it, they were giant of men. They were giant of men, all right. But actually, they didn't nowhere compare with Prophet Muhammad. Although some writers would like to compare them with Prophet Muhammad, that they were his companions, were great men like him. No, they didn't come nowhere near being like Prophet Muhammad. They excelled the people, certainly. They were great stars in the top of the sky over the people. But with Prophet Muhammad, no. Some Shiites would like to make Ali over, put him over Prophet Muhammad. Can't nowhere touch Prophet Muhammad. None of them can nowhere touch Prophet Muhammad. They weren't as complete. They weren't as well balanced and proportioned, and they weren't as complete as Prophet Muhammad. So they couldn't stand the test. Then it's a sign, too, to let us know that the success of Islam was not in leaders. It was Allah's doing. If there had been a leader to succeed Prophet Muhammad and carry the Ummah on as successfully as he did, with the unity and the support behind that leader that Prophet Muhammad got, then maybe some of us would think that the quality of the leader, the genius of the leader, is what makes the victory, or what brings the victories. No. Prophet Muhammad was an evil prince. Look at Khalid. He was a man of war. Oh, yes. And Uthman and Abu Bakr, they all had more going for them than Prophet Muhammad had going for him. But Prophet Muhammad had the internal strength. He had the internal strength, and he had the purity that none of them could measure up to. That's why Allah chose him. And he received Allah's support. So when we look at history, no matter how some followers of Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, and believe it or not, Omar, may Allah be pleased. He has his followers too. It hasn't produced an effect like the Shiites. But believe me, he has his followers too. And Abu Bakr, he has his followers too. They are among the Muslim of the world, certain groups of people who think Abu Bakr was the most outstanding caliph. There are others who think Omar was the most outstanding. There are others who think Ali was the most outstanding. There are others who think Uthman was the most outstanding. They all agree. And look what has happened. Look what has happened. The community, the Ummah of Islam, went down. Great trouble for the rulership after Prophet Muhammad, and then times of prosperity, times of lapse that have brought us today to see the whole community of Islam all over the world in a state of ill repair. Slumber. Sleep. Idleness. Confusion. Corruption of teaching and knowledge. All over the world. This is something that is practically all over the Islamic world. We see a resurgence now. We see a bursting forth of new life in some places. Like in Iran. And to a lesser degree, in Yugoslavia. Afghanistan, Turkey, many places in that area, in Egypt, whether you know it or not, in Pakistan, all over now there is a quickening that represents coming of a new burst of energy in the Muslim world. But where is the focus? Where is the focus? Though the work in Iran, in terms of what it has been able to accomplish politically, is much greater than anything that has happened here in America, in the world community of Islam, still the focus is here. It is not in Iran. Because the kind of revolution that has happened in Iran is the same kind that have left the revolution to happen again. But what they see happening in America is something permanent. Something with promise. Something with a future extending into the generations to come. Something that stretches the imagination.